Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you. We got a show for you today. We have a great show for you today. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Before we begin, I'd like to tell you about our players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, smart wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
Yes, I am. Thanks for the introduction, Michael. I'm a player?
You're a player.
All right, I'm a player. Welcome.
Woohoo!
Welcome, everybody, to the February 19th edition of, you know, the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And in his home in Fern Rock.
No, Michael.
Where is it? Fern Rock? It's not Fern Rock. Where is it? Is it Fern Rock? What's it called?
Park.
Fern Park? David, where do you live?
It's true. Fern Park. That's where I am. Fern Park. Okay, beautiful Fern downtown. Park. Fern Park, Fern Florida. Park.
He's from Fern Park, and he's from Fern Rock. And yeah. He's a co-host, and his name is David Hillebrand. David Hillebrand, welcome.
Why, thank you. I feel welcome, and welcome to everybody that's tuned in. I'm glad to be back. It's going
to
be a fun show.
Glad to be back.
Glad to be with you, Dave.
And in the studios, he's the only one in the studios, our radio studios, because this is not a podcast. This is a radio show. We're live 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday night. Are you there, Chris Shaw, our engineer and producer, and our engineer pushing all those great buttons? Are you there?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm live right here and in full effect. How you living? How you living? How you doing?
Wow, you do sound like you're live.
He sounds live.
How's it going, Chris?
Thank God for that.
I can't call it two fish or five loaves of bread, just eating and getting full.
Lynn, yeah, I understand that.
Lynn, you got a PSA?
No, I don't have a PSA. I just have one shout out tonight.
You have a shout out.
I do have a shout out. I'd like to give a shout out, a big shout out to Amos Miller in Seattle, Washington, and hope you enjoy the show.
And all right, Seattle.
I have a shout out. This one's a shout out. I hope he stays well. He's not doing very well. He's our ex-president. He's our oldest president. His name is Jimmy Carter. He's 78. He's 98 years old. They say he's home. He left hospice and he went home. And all I can say is he's married to his wife,
Brosnan,
for 72 years. They're the oldest living president and couple married for 72 years. And he's president. Imagine that. He's 98 years old. He's still living.
He's actually in hospice at home. He decided he didn't want to go through any more treatments. But our thoughts and prayers are to Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
President Jimmy Carter.
I agree.
Right now, you have any shout outs, David?
You know what I do? I want to give a big shout out to my lovely wife, Brenda, as well as my good friends, Terry Lake and Marcy Lake and the whole Lake family up in Pittsburgh, as well as, my buddy Neville and maybe others. I'll talk about next hour. We'll see.
Okay. Right now, I want to be very serious because something's bothering me right now, and I want to discuss it with my listeners. Thank God I'm in great health right now. Thank God. It took a long time for me to be healthy. So I'm feeling very up about my health. But right now, today, I'm not feeling very well. I need a pat on my back, and I'll tell you why. Because we have a radio show next year, next month will be 8 years on the radio. 8 years. They said it couldn't be done. We did it. And I received some letters just recently that when I read them, I felt very bad. Because once again, they bring up that I should be more orthodox. They keep on using these words, orthodox, that I'm too unorthodox. Well, and I keep on saying to you listeners that this show is meant to be entertaining. This show is meant to be entertaining and also to educate you and also to advise you and focus in on you and try to get your jobs as well. And also have the sighted folks, well, know more about the blind community. And this is my problem right now, I'm going to tell you. Right now, I got to thank four of our sponsors that are still with us. They keep on renewing. Thank goodness gracious for Lighthouse, Central Florida. Thank goodness for Spectrum Communications. Thank goodness for Foundation Fighting Blindness. And thank goodness for eSight. Those four keep on renewing. And they are great sponsors. And our listeners who keep on listening, I thank you too. But I'll tell you my problem right now. And if you listen to my voice, you can say, yeah, he's down. I am down. And I feel very down. I'll tell you why I feel down. Because to me, this show is everything to me. To me, this show is, well, I try to do a service to help the visually impaired and blind. And when I hear a letter that states that I'm not good for the blind, because I say to blind people, well, just because you're blind, you should do something with yourself. You should get off your rear end and go do something. Well, my answer is, the truth is, you should do something. Just because you're blind, you should try to do something with your life and be more independent. That's what this show is all about. It's trying to make you feel good about yourself. That's what this show is all about. And a lot of sponsors don't understand. They say, why should we help a radio show for the blind? Even though their whole business is for the blind, their whole business is catered to the visually impaired and blind, but they won't help the blind community. They say this show is not for the visually impaired and blind because I'm not orthodox enough. Well, my answer to you, well, what can I say? So the truth of the matter is today, if you care about the show, I need your help. I try to help you, our listeners. I need a pat on my back. I need you to call in. I need to hear something nice because, to tell you the truth, I'm down. I need to hear your voice to say something nice about what we're trying to do here at Blind and Beyond, because these sponsors and other listeners feel that this show, let's call it a joke. This is not a joke to me. This show is real. This show is real for the visually impaired and blind as well as the sighted. And there's too many people are calling in that are sighted. And I love the sighted people calling in. But if you listen to the show, we get so many people are calling in that are sighted. What about you folks that are the visually impaired and blind? And don't tell me you can't pick up the phone and call, because you can. I need your help now. I try to help you, our visually impaired and blind. Would you try to help me put a pat on my back and say, I'm trying to do something nice for you? Call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Do you think you can say something nice? I need to hear something nice. 407-894-1680. Look, this show's about being real. I'm real. I can't say I'm perfect. I'm not. I screw up at times. I admit it. But the point is, right now, I need your help, our listener. I need to hear something nice out of your mouth. 407-894-1680. If you care about this show at all, call in. I'd like to have a pat on my back. This is Michael asking for your help. 407-894-1680.
Going to break, Mike.
Wait for the break. David, you got anything to say, David?
Well, yes, I do. You know, the truth is, part of the show is to entertain. And even if there's a screw up, a lot of times that's it. That's part of the entertainment. So you're not doing anything bad. You know, the truth is, that part of the live show is what makes it kind of fun. And you never quite know what's going to happen. So always makes it interesting, I think.
Well, let me put it this way. This show is meant to be for the sighted. The show is meant to be vision impaired and blind. We've given away thousands, I mean thousands of dollars worth of prizes over the past, not years, last year alone. We gave away thousands of prizes. We gave away gift cards for $50 for food this past couple of months. We've given away other prizes. And the point is, it'd be nice to hear something nice about the show from some of our folks who are vision impaired and blind, because that's what this show is all about.
I think someone's calling.
What? What are you saying, David?
I think there's someone who might be calling, in fact.
Well, 407-894-1680.
Yes, you're right, David. I wasn't paying attention.
Who's on the line?
We have Preston on the phone, and we have Stephine from Sunrise, Florida. Each of them are from South Florida.
Who's first?
Preston.
Preston, you're on the line.
Hey, Preston.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
How's it going
Hi,
with
Preston.
You?
Man, I wanted to tell him something nice, because I've been listening to you guys every Sunday because I work here, but that's not the only reason. I'm actually liking your show. Like, I actually love you guys' show. You guys are so informative. Like, I'm not blind myself, but I feel like if something was to happen or something happened to somebody I knew, I'll be able to help them out, and that's mainly because of you guys.
Point. That's true, and you're not going to be afraid to do it, man, because you learn all the right ways.
I have found a whole new respect for blind people. I mean, not to say that I didn't respect them before, but just the amount of stuff that I didn't know you guys could do, you know, and just, you know, it's
you understand
inspiring.
Us better.
Your show
Thank you so
inspiring.
Much. Thank you so much, Preston, for calling in.
Hey,
appreciate
you're awesome,
your call.
Dude. I appreciate
Thank you so
your,
much, Preston. We appreciate,
appreciate your good
you.
Work
Thank
down
you.
There at WFTL,
hey,
too.
And keep it unorthodox, too, because that's the best part of the show. Remember, I first talked to you guys, I say, you guys broke every single rule that I've ever learned about broadcasting, and you know what? That's what makes it great. So I just want to leave you guys with that.
Well, thank
you,
Preston,
like
from the bottom of
Thanks,
my heart.
Man.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your call. You helped make it midday. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Any other calls on the line? Any other calls?
Stephanie from Sunrise.
Someone from Sunrise.
Sunrise,
Hello.
Florida. Who's calling in?
If something was to happen, something happened to somebody I do, I'll be able to help them out.
Stephanie, if you don't mind, can you step away from your audio device, please, so we can hear you without a reverb?
Okay. Is that me you're talking to?
Yes, ma'am. It is. How
are
you doing?
On the line. You're live on the radio. Love to hear from you.
Hi
there.
Appreciate
your call.
Hi. How are you?
How are you, Miss Sunrise?
I am Miss Sunrise. I got an award for that.
Really? You sound like it. You sound good.
I'm just happy that everybody's on the radio, that you're so informative. I was just driving down the street. I always put your station on, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to turn it on today, and sure enough, you're calling out for us. So here we are, representing.
Well, thank
wow,
you.
Wow, cool.
Thank you so much.
And you're sighted. Once again, he's sighted. Two out of two. She's
nice.
Sighted, too.
They're both sighted.
Unbelievable. Two sighted people listening to the show, listening to a blind radio show. I love both of you. Thank you so much for
Thank
calling.
You, Miss Sunrise.
Keep on listening.
Welcome
so where's our visually impaired and blind
we
listeners?
Christine from Jupiter, Florida.
Christine from Jupiter, Florida. Christine, you're on the line.
I know Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Great. How's Jupiter and Mars going?
Oh, doing just fine, Earthling.
Excellent. Good to hear from you.
Appreciate your call, Christine. Appreciate your call.
So.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to tell you something nice about the show.
Give us your thoughts.
Some encouragement. And I like the tips and tricks that you can learn, and sometimes how one point brought up on one show can inspire another show. Like, last year when we had that gentleman talking about his mother wanting to learn crafting, and that inspired the show all about crafting. And I'm sure a lot of people learned a lot on shows such as that.
That's true. I've got some good tips myself. So I appreciate it. All right.
Thank
Ms.
you
Christine.
So much, Christine. And Christine, you're vision impaired or blind, right?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for
calling
in. Appreciate
yes.
your call. Yes, thank you so much, Christine. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
One more call.
Always good to hear you.
We have Tennessee on the
Tennessee on the line. Who's calling in from Tennessee?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, we're going
to break. Sorry, hang in there.
That's it from Tennessee first.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. This is your host, Michael, that you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. Welcome back. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a caller from Tennessee on the line. Who's on the line from Tennessee?
Hello?
Ah, there she is. Who is it? Hello, Miss Tennessee.
Hey, guys, it's Kelly.
Oh, it's Kelly from Tennessee. How you doing, Kelly?
Hi, Kelly.
I'm doing good. I'll be in Orlando next week, and I didn't know if you're going to be around.
My schedule is always changing, but I saw a Facebook note from you, so maybe I'll catch up. But that's exciting. I wasn't positive if it already happened or if you were still coming. So.
No, it's next week. This week. So let us know. I think we're available Tuesday afternoon and Friday afternoon. So let us know if you want
to
meet.
We have to go, Kelly.
Okay. All right. Well, I enjoy the show and I'm glad to listen.
And we're glad to have you. Thanks for calling in too.
Thanks for calling in.
All righty. Well, I guess it's my turn to introduce our first guest of the evening. would like to welcome David Bradburn, who happens to be the Vice President of Global Sales at HumanWare. Welcome, David.
Thank you for the welcome, and good evening, everybody. Nice to be here.
Hi, David.
Welcome, David.
Hi, gents.
Yeah, and please meet David. He's our co-host tonight. David and David.
Hey there. Good to know you, my friend. With a name like that, you can't go wrong. You got to be a good guy, I'm sure.
Yes. My mother always told me the best people are called David.
There you go. That's right.
But
so David, are you going to tell us about the new track? Track one? Track three? What's it called?
Are you talking? I think maybe you mean the Stellar track. It's the
it's called
the newer
Stellar
version.
Track. Okay.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at HumanWare.
I'd be happy to. Yes, thank you. So as you mentioned, my name is David Bradburn, and I've been with HumanWare actually for about 2.5 years now. I reside in Massachusetts. I'm not too far from Boston. And I've been here since 1996. I'm originally from England, and I've worked in the industry or the market of assistive technology for people who are blind or visually impaired since 1984.
Well,
and at that time, I am a newcomer. Yes, I don't really know anything. But when I started in the industry all those years ago, it was back when Ray Kurzweil had introduced the Kurzweil reading machine. So I know some of your younger listeners probably just take for granted that you can get these apps like Seeing AI on your phone and just take instant pictures of things and devices are reading to you. But back in the 1980s and beyond, and before that, reading machines would take several minutes even to recognize a couple of lines of text.
Oh, yeah.
And to make matters worse, those early reading machines, they retailed for around $30,000. So it was a very different time back then. I mean, most of us don't appreciate. I mean, I realize it always seems expensive. But it was really, really expensive back then. but anyway, so as old as I might be in terms of this industry, HumanWare is about to celebrate a birthday. They've actually been around since 1988, so they're going to be celebrating their 35th birthday this year. And so it's quite amazing to think that I'm now with a company that's been around almost as long as I have. And so it's exciting. And and in terms of kind of, what I hope to spend a few minutes talking about this evening, if that's okay, was just to let everyone know some of the new things. Is that okay? Or did you have specific questions that you wanted to ask?
No, absolutely. Tell us.
You can tell us, and then I might whip out some specific questions on you, too. We'll see.
All right. not a problem. All right. Well, so you mentioned about the track earlier. So HumanWare, if we go back all those 35 years ago, started out making talking digital book players. And so the Stratus was one of their earlier devices. And actually, there are versions of the Stratus still available. The Victorita Stream has been a very, very popular device that people use for downloading books from a variety of sources, including NLS Bard. We recently, just last week, in fact, announced that the new Victorita Stream 3 is available. And so that has proven to be very, very popular. It has Bluetooth. So if you want to connect it to Bluetooth headphones, you can. The battery lasts for about 15 hours. On a full charge, it's as portable as ever, and it's very, very easy to use. Just has a very simple kind of telephone keypad layout that you can use to navigate around the device. You can record yourself speaking. So if you're somewhere and you want to just record a note, someone's phone number, something like that, you can leave yourself a recording and then listen to it later on. So that's new. You mentioned track. So the Victorita Track is the talking GPS system, and there's a new version of Track which actually we announced in the latter part of last year, and that's the Stellar track. And so, like the track, it provides you with audible and voice guidance as you are moving around. But unlike the track, the Stellar track actually provides you with additional guidance to help you get the last 40 feet of your destination. It also has a camera with OCR for text recognition, but more importantly, as a device that's designed to help guide you, it also has artificial intelligence built in that help it to recognize doors and entrances to a building, street addresses and things like that. So if you've got the camera active and you're just moving it around you, the device, it's very, very fast. As it sees printed text, and again, that could be a street sign or a number over a door, it will actually read that out to you. So that's been popular as well. And then there are two other things that I wanted to speak about. So for anyone with low vision, someone that might benefit from magnification, we also announced at the beginning of this year a brand new version of the Kinect 12. The Kinect 12 is a smart tablet and has a touch screen and comes with a variety of apps, including one that lets you magnify anything that the camera can see. And for anyone that happens to be a Kinect 12 customer, there are very attractive options for upgrading your device. So you get to keep the one that you've got, but you can get the new tablet for as low as $675. So so that's been pretty good as well, helping keeping us busy. And then the final thing to mention, and this may have been spoken about previously. So we're also working jointly with the American Printing House for the Blind. And together, we're also in partnerships with the National Federation of the Blind. And what we've been doing is developing a multi-line braille and tactile graphics device. It features, if we're just talking about braille, so reading braille, you can display 10 lines of refreshable braille, 32 characters or 32 cells wide at a time. And so when this device has a textbook, let's say, this is for a student who's blind, if they've got the device, and the device name, this may be new to some of your listeners, is Monarch, just like the butterfly. So the Monarch device is the device that we've previously called the dynamic tactile device. But in any event, we have been going around the country and indeed different parts of the world showing this device. There's a lot of excitement. One of the biggest benefits, I would say, within education is that never mind one book, you could take the entire school curriculum in electronic format and have it on this Monarch. So the student wouldn't have to be carrying around volumes of Braille books. And for anyone who's blind that went through school reading hard copy Braille, you'll know that a typical book is usually 25 or even 30 volumes of Braille. And then you have another book that has all the graphics and there are references to where you find pictures and so forth. That is no longer necessary with the Monarch. You just have everything at your fingertips. And if there are illustrations or graphics, those are displayed on the device as well. So very, very exciting device. We've been at all of the major conferences in the past year showing this device. The next one we'll be at, for anyone who's in Southern California, HumanWare will be attending the CSUN convention in Anaheim. That's coming up the week of March 13th to the 18th, and we will have the Monarch and indeed all of the other products that I've spoken
David,
about.
I want to interrupt you for a minute. David, I want to interrupt you for a minute. If there's any callers that would like to ask David any questions, now's the time to call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. If you want to call and ask David any questions about HumanWare, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. 1680. If you want to call David, ask David. Call now if you want to ask any questions about human wear. The guy, David.
Oh, I think that he wants you to continue on, David. But I've got a question for you anyway I'd like to ask real quick. I'm one of the Braille guys that used to have to walk around school with four or five Braille volumes stuffed under my arm. And, man, that was miserable. So I can only imagine having access to that many lines of Braille on the same device. But my question for you is, I'm sure it's probably a device that the school system or something would be purchasing at first, because it's new technology. It's going to be expensive. So you being the global seller, do you have any other, do you have any smaller devices for like, for instance, underprivileged countries in Africa that, because I've got a feeling you're probably well connected with Braille displays and all that kind of stuff. So just your thoughts on that.
Great question, David. Yes, indeed. There are about a half a dozen different refreshable Braille devices that HumanWear makes. And some of those are as small as 20 Braille cells. Actually, we make our own Brailliant BI20X. So the BIX range is the new generation of Brailliant. The 20-cell version is similar physically to the Chameleon device that we make for the American Printing House for the Blind. And I'm not sure if your listeners are aware. We also are a manufacturer of the National Library Service for the Blind e-reader, which is a 20-cell Braille display. And if you're a member of NLS, I believe you're able to make requests through their state libraries and actually get a Braille display. I'm going to go out on a limb, but I'm pretty certain that there's no cost to you if you're getting a device through NLS. So if you are connected with your local state library for the National Library Service, you might want to ask them, not only about the Braille, by the way, they also have talking book players as well for people that benefit from that sort of technology. You mentioned Africa, David. So HumanWear actually does a lot in Africa, both with distributors, but also directly and through an organization called OneSight. So our company, HumanWear, is owned by EssilorLuxottica. And EssilorLuxottica is an international corporation that is very heavily present in the optical market. So think about optician chains, Pearle Vision, sure, for example, lens crafters, companies like that. Those are part of the Essilor family. And OneSight is a foundation of Essilor that actually focuses on developing nations where funding is essentially non-existent as compared to the sorts of funding that might exist here in the U.S. And then the other point that you mentioned is that, you know, with regard to some of this new technology, that it's, you know, likely to be purchased by schools. And indeed, that is indeed what happens. There are state schools for the blind, and in some cases state schools for the deaf or deaf and blind, that exist, and they do purchase this type of technology for their students. Right. Departments of vocational rehab, they may be called something different in the state where people are living, but every single state does, yeah, have a department of rehab. And for people who are in the workplace or looking to get into employment, there is...
David, I have to interrupt you. We have a caller that would like to talk to you. David...
Okay.
His name is Mike. I'm calling in from Aventura, Florida. Mike from Aventura, Florida. Are you there?
Hi, Mike.
Yes, I am. Hi. Good evening. I have a specific question. I have a friend of mine.
Yes, Mike.
That is looking for a, let's say, VIP 23,000 talking voice for talking thermostat. There we go. Do you carry them?
That is not something that HumanWear carries. So the kind of daily living aid, which is what you're describing, That would be something I would suggest that you contact a company like MaxiAids or even the American Printing House for the Blind, and they sell hundreds, if not thousands, of products like that can help around the house
every
day.
Or Independent Living Aids carries also.
Yeah. There you go. There's another one. Yeah, there's many, many options.
Okay, great. Fantastic. I'll tell her to contact Independent Living Aids or MaxiAids.
Yeah, they're both good.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
David, real quick, I just want to really give you and your company a lot of credit, because I know that, because I had done some reading about that you were very active. And of course, since you manufacture the chameleon, I'm sure that plays a big part too in some of the countries that don't necessarily have a lot of funding. So you guys are really, I mean, you're awesome. You put a lot of, obviously you need to sell the devices here in this country, but you do a lot of really good stuff in other parts of the world as well. So way to go, Mister.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Yep. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for coming. David, I'm sorry. David. Yeah. Mike. Thank you very much, Dave, for calling in and being part of the show.
Of course. My pleasure.
Yeah. Awesome
thank
to talk
to
you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell everybody how they can reach out to Humanware if they're interested in any of those products.
Yes, I will be glad to do so. The simplest way is to call our toll-free number, and this works throughout the U.S. and Canada, in fact. But the toll-free number for Humanware is 800-722-3393. I'll repeat that, 800-722-3393, or if you like to do things online, you can go to humanware.com. But if you do call us, just follow the voice prompts in the menu to speak to someone in customer service. We have a great team that are available between 8:30 and 6:30 Eastern Time every day.
I'm just going to call you.
When you call in, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah, I may be the only person in the United States that doesn't have a Victor reader. So I've been wanting to correct that. I'm calling you direct,
you
my friend.
To.
Well, thank you, David.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Right. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everybody.
You too.
Right now, it's time to go to break. Bye-bye. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Make a short break. We'll be right back with trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's waymapnav.com.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, HumanWear solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, HumanWear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. HumanWear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
way up here in the stratosphere. I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you're wondering what this show is all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. If you listen to this show, you hear a lot of sighted people calling in, which I love. I love that because that was the purpose of the show to begin with, to let the sighted people know about the blind community because they don't know any other way than sighted folks know about the blind. When I was blind, well, I got blind and that's it. But when I was sighted, I didn't know a blind person. The only blind person I ever met when I was, I guess, 12 or 13 years old was Stevie Wonder. That's it. So I didn't know a blind person when I was sighted.
Michael.
And that was this whole idea of the show.
I think Preston summed it up. Preston from West Palm Beach. He said he's sighted and now if something happens, God forbid, to a friend or family member, he knows what to do.
Yeah.
He knows where to send them.
Well, that's what the show was. That's what the show is all about.
Yep.
Or even if he just meets somebody, you know, he's not going to be timid and.
Right.
You know. It is interesting how, you know, a blind person like myself, for instance, go to a dentist office and the hygienist comes up and takes you back to the room. And my particular dentist, I've had several different hygienists and they all are they have absolutely no problem with someone taking their arm and showing and they're not seem all very at ease. And but I've sure been around people that are scared to death. They have no idea what to do. So it's pretty funny.
Well, that's this is what the show is all about. Trying to help. It's supposed to be to entertain, supposed to be to educate, supposed to be to inform. That's what the show is all about and help you get jobs.
And are we going to do trivia?
And we're going to go to trivia right now. David, your trivia time. David,
really? It's mine?
Trivia. Yeah, it's your trivia.
Okay. Well, let's see. This is, you know, all kinds of holidays. We just finished up with Valentine's Day. And let's see, we've got Ash Wednesday coming up, Mardi Gras. And this is a tune from a New Orleans-based artist. And I want to know who did this song. You can call us at 407-894-1680. Who did this song? Now, the one that Chris is going to play any second, I do believe. He's got it. Thank you.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Everybody. All right, you can bring it down there, Mr. Chris. All right, who was singing that song? The phone number to call, 407-894-1680. And I'm going to make it easy on you because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Chris, I think you have a different artist than the artist I was thinking of originally. So you can help me out with our caller, and because I'll take either answer, whoever the person that you have, as well as the person that I was thinking of, either one is okay for this particular song because I love the tune. So anyway, call us 407-894-1680, and I think we've got at least one call already, but
we do. I see a name that we know.
Yes, a familiar name.
Why don't you announce her name, Dave?
Could it be my dear friend from Brunswick, Georgia? Is this Carolyn?
It could be.
Carolyn.
Hey, Miss Carolyn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Great to hear
you. Hi, Carolyn.
Yeah. Hi, Michael and Lynn.
Hi.
Yeah.
How have you been feeling?
I've been good. How's Brenda? I heard you give her a shout out this time.
Yeah, you got me straightened out. You know I'm never going to make that mistake again. We got such a good laugh about that. But, she's doing good. And we think about you often, and, of course, your lovely daughter, too. So please, Marilyn, tell her hello for us.
Marilyn and Carolyn.
Yeah. Is that the main ingredient?
You know what, Chris?
You're absolutely right. The main ingredient.
That's what I thought. The main
ingredient.
Is
this my fault? Chris, is this my fault? Did I send the wrong one?
No,
that's the one that was sent to me. No, that was the one that was sent to me.
Yeah.
That's okay. But
so she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
But Carolyn, tell me something. Do you know another famous artist from New Orleans that made that song real famous too?
It seemed like somebody else made it, but I can't remember who.
A guy named Aaron Neville.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Aaron Neville.
Yeah, I bet you did, too. He's one of my favorites. Yeah, from New Orleans. Awesome guy. But, yeah, he did a really cool version, too. But, yeah, I like the main ingredient. So, good for you. Well, you can have lunch on us.
Thanks for calling in, Carolyn.
I would have known Aaron Neville by
his voice. Oh, yeah, he's got a great voice for sure. Well, wonderful to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. And I enjoy the show. I don't care who criticizes the show. I really enjoy it. So just
well, thank you. I need to hear that from you, Carolyn. That's special. That's a nice pat on my back when you say that. You don't care who criticizes it, but you love it.
We love having you. Yeah.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thanks, Carolyn.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Carolyn, I got a question before you hang up. Karen, are you still there?
No, I think she hung up already.
I was going to ask her how long she's been listening to this radio show, but I think she's been listening to the show for years. She's from Brunswick, Georgia. She's blind, and she's been listening to this radio show for years.
She's a dedicated listener for sure.
For some reason, I think she listened to Blind Matters, too.
She's been listening for years.
Could be. Sweetheart of a lady, for sure.
Yes, she is.
She sure is.
Yes, she is. And she's
faster than you are.
Yep. And you people want to call in, I certainly appreciate a pat on my back. I need it. I need it. So if you want to call in, I'd like to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Look forward to talking to you. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah, call us up. Let us know what's on your mind. Well, maybe not everything on your mind, but the good stuff. It's Sunday, right?
You've been busy all weekend, David.
It was nice what she just said. She don't care who criticized the show. She loves the show. It was
That's
very
right.
Nice what she said.
She's a loyal listener.
She's a loyal listener.
It has been a busy weekend for sure. Plenty going on. And, of course, I was busy playing Friday night, which is funny. I was telling Michael earlier, the place where I was playing a month before, it was 45 degrees when I was playing outside. It was a really cold night. And then this last Friday, it was 75. And all of a sudden, a storm came in and started raining on our parade there. So,
you know, I was thinking, David, not to interrupt you, that I believe that Blind and Beyond has more loyal listeners than any other radio show. That more loyal listeners to this radio show, that they cannot wait until 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to listen to this radio show. And I love that. For those people that listen to this show and can't wait for it to begin, people that are visually impaired and blind that need this radio show and love this radio show, I love them. I love you for listening. And I thank you for letting us in your home so you can listen to the show.
Yep, they're all huddled around their radios, ready for the show to come on.
We're going to go to break, and we'll be back by the top of the hour. We got a lot more coming up. We have a very interesting guest.
Oh my gosh,
very interesting guest. I can't wait for her to be coming on.
It's going to be terrific.
Hey, I got us a caller real quick. I know we got to get ready to go, but he wanted to call in. He had to call in, our good friend from Clint, Indiana.
Oh.
Hey, John, go ahead, because we're getting ready
from
to
Indiana.
Come out. John,
gotta
go ahead.
Call from Indiana, real fast, Indiana. I love
you. Hey, John.
Hi there, Michael. Hi, Lynn. David.
Hi.
And all the other people down there, I want to say kudos to this show and the entertainment you give, and also the information that you share every Sunday with people that are blind and visually impaired. I enjoyed that man that just talked from HumanWare about all the things that they've got that's available. And these people that criticize your show, if they're so criticizing about it, then why didn't they start with something like this years ago?
I, you know what? I love you for saying that so much. John, you're real.
Sir.
I love you for saying that. You're the best. John, how long have you been listening to this radio show?
I've been listening to it for probably, since early 2020.
That's a long ways.
Three or four years I've been listening to this show. And it's a person like yourself, with someone you just said, if they criticize your show, why don't they start their own show? That's true. That's true.
Yeah,
I love you for saying it. Love you for saying it. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank
you.
We're going to go to break.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. There's one of our blind listeners who loves the show. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.